Welcome to the pub. Do you guys have reservations? No? Not a problem. We'll squeeze you in. How many do you have? Four? Okay, perfect. Right this way. As you can see, we have TVs on every square inch of the walls and 127 beers on tap. So you'll never miss a game and you'll never go thirsty. Don't mind the bartender and his buddy over there. All they talk about is sports, and they love their Philadelphia teams. They do get a little loud sometimes, so just try to ignore them. Anyway, you can take a seat right here. Sean will be right with you. Cheers.
Hey, y'all. Just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
Wow. It's been a while.
We're back, dude.
I'm so wet now, I'm dry. It's been so long.
Can you explain?
He was wet and then he's dry and now he's. It's been long.
What is there to explain?
I'm still a little bit moist.
Still wet?
Wrap it up.
You still wet?
Wrap it up. Turn this off. Wrap it up.
All right, thanks
I'm
for
going
coming.
Home. I'm going home.
Give me my tab.
Oh, you want it for once? Holy shit.
I
you're
didn't
gonna
drink
pay?
Anything yet, man. I don't have a tab.
There's a service fee for
no,
being
not.
Stupid and ugly.
Damn, dude.
Damn, your fee must be really high then, buddy.
All right. What are y'all drinking?
Oh, dude, give me... I'm going to switch it up, dude. This Coors Light's been down here for a little too long. I don't know if I want it anymore. I like a Happy Dad Raspberry. Happy Mom Raspberry. What do you got, dude?
That's sounding liquid. I'll have one of those as well.
That all might right. be liquid.
Yeah, it's not a solid. I got you.
You ever try to squeeze a can to open it?
I haven't, but I haven't seen it done yet either. So
I feel like I could do it.
Do you think you could be the first person ever, dude?
Well, don't do that.
I feel like it's possible.
It is.
If it's popsicle, it's possible.
Oh, that's a throwback.
There it is.
That's what I've been saying, too. Nobody trusts.
That's the type of shit I've been on, dude. I don't
stay on the tip of that, buddy.
I love popsicles. All right, quick hit.
Oh, I forgot about Quick Hit, dude.
Quick Hit's here.
I forgot about everything. I forgot we even did this.
Dude, I feel like Yoshimitsu in Tekken right now.
I think you say this every other week, though.
I got fucking robot.
I feel like the Green Power Ranger
yo,
right now.
Yo, whoa, dude, whoa.
Shit. Sorry, JMO.
Lord. Wait.
What happened? Wait, did I actually do something?
No.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Gotcha. Bob.
Dude. I haven't been on this pod in a long time. Call me back like the fucking Green Goblin mask, brother. Hit me with it.
Is that how that worked?
The mask speaks to him, bro.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Wow.
Turn me
that
up.
Was a... He had to reach into that one.
Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Okay.
I feel like we've had that on Quick Hit before, no?
I don't think so.
I feel like that's came up. I've been taught... Or that, or I spoke on that recently, probably. Maybe.
I think
dude,
you made that up.
I might have had one of the best waffles last weekend.
Where at?
Shouts out fucking Seven Star Diner on Delcy Drive.
7-Eleven.
Seven waffles?
Dude,
go hard.
Fresh waffle with apple pie filling on top.
Ooh.
Oh! Damn near nutted at the
apple
table.
Apple pie filling. I like that.
So
what about syrup?
Good.
You don't need it.
Minimal. Very minimal.
You still put some?
I put...
For a little bit of sweetener.
What about butter?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Put the syrup around the waffle so the waffle soaks it.
And you can, like, dip it in,
a
kind of.
A little dippy,
yeah.
So it's not touching my apples.
Yeah.
Are there actual apples?
Yeah. It's like apple pie filling, right?
You weren't there.
I can imagine apple pie filling. I can picture it, buddy.
See, when I think apple pie filling, I just think...
Also, how would you know if I was there or not? You've been MIA in a different country.
Yeah,
it's like, actually not.
Al-Qaeda took you back or
yeah.
something.
No, 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 no.
He's
no,
a fucking no. defector, dude. He's fucking...
I'm defected. I'm broken. All right, Merc.
What's
cheeseburger
up?
Or hot dog?
Give me a burger, dude. A burger with fucking a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of ketchup, slice of tomato, cheese, of course, and lettuce if you're fancy, but that's just added on.
So you would eat a burger with tomato and no lettuce?
Yes.
That's weird.
But it needs either mayo and or ketchup on it.
Or both.
It doesn't need lettuce. Tomato makes any sandwich better, dude.
But ketchup is tomato.
That's fine.
Ketchup.
I'll take it both ways.
I don't think...
Squeezed and pressed.
I'm not sure that
it's the same thing.
Do that.
I'll take it. No, but the big one is mayonnaise, bro. A little bit of mayonnaise on your burger, bro. Trust.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with mayo in any regard.
You can take that one to the bank. You're fucking wrong.
Do you put condiments on a hot dog?
If no. I do, it's a little bit of ketchup. They're like a little bit, like a thin stripe, but it doesn't need it. You don't need it. A cheese dog's nice.
Chili cheese dog?
I would eat it. I don't usually have chili around and hot dogs at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't usually go to like hot dog stands like on the street.
Okay.
You're welcome for that.
Never a dirty water dog.
No?
No.
He hates boiled.
No,
wieners.
I like the roller hot dogs, brother. The roller?
Roller's good.
I saw too many nasty things when we worked at the movie theater, dude.
No, that's the best. Into. That's the best. Right.
What do they turn into?
Dude.
What happens to these doggies?
They blowed up, and then they turn different colors.
What color?
Like purple and green.
I can get behind that.
I don't know about that. Purple and green?
Fucking rainbow doggies?
Not at the same time.
I could get behind that.
I don't know, seeing some nasty stuff. If that doggy ain't coming off the grill, I'm not eating it.
Now, do you like your doggies like a little bit burnt?
I do.
I don't like the burntness. That's why I like the roller doggies, because they don't really burn.
Unless you keep them on there too long.
No, they get bubbly.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. And then apparently they turn colors too. But
yeah, yeah.
Why don't you take them off the grill before that happens?
Because I'm busy.
It's the same hot dog that's in the fucking grill. Like the roller doesn't. Okay. It's the same hot dog. It's
you gotta make popcorn, chicken tenders,
pretzel bites.
Wait. Side note: going to the movie theater and getting tenders is kind of crazy. I think, in my opinion,
they're so good. Bro.
They're fire.
They're good, but that's the last thing I want when I'm at the movie theater. Yeah, I'll get the pretzel bites with the cheese. I'll never get the fucking
tendies. The menu has only gotten more expansive. Fucking pizza? Whoa. Fuck you. If you order fucking pizza,
that is
when
dumb.
You go to
that's
movie,
that is dumb. That's what
you.
I'm saying. If you, I've always just did popcorn, candy,
or pretzel
soda,
bites.
Or slushy, or pretzel bites are also are
pretzel well, bites are
yeah
valid.
They get the pass.
What about
yeah.
nachos with cheese?
They I guess they're on the same level as pretzels, right? I guess it's
no, pretzels
but,
is quick hit.
Me?
Yeah, you. Your
go,
turn.
I, quick I, hit. I, go to yeah. movie snack.
That's not a quick hit. It has to be a this
I'm
or that.
The rules,
it's got to be
no,
this or that, dog.
Dude. But you, it's more fun this way. Go ahead, you.
Go-to snack?
Yeah.
Airhead Bites.
Oh, I like valid. That. That's good. He came back quick. That quick was quick. Hit. Give me Sweet Tart Ropes. Bang, with popcorn.
You probably okay. suck on them.
Oh, love some Sweet Tart Ropes. I fun fact, had them last night.
Whoa.
Where at?
Guess. I go-puffed them. They were at my doorstep.
All
it's
right.
so good.
All right. Specials.
Nice.
I don't
Yup.
Phillies final, Braves 12, Phillies 4.
Yes, dude.
Noah gets his first loss of the season.
I love this team.
Are you going tomorrow?
I don't think so, no.
You fucking pasty.
I do. I knew I wouldn't be able to go tomorrow. I have all the it's fucking Easter Sunday, dude.
And guess where I was last Easter Sunday? Ramalama Shamalama at the Citizens Bank Park. Guess where that guy was? Citizens
I was
Bank
in church.
Park.
Also known as church.
I was in Turkey.
It was the day God was growing.
Oh, that's
the day
not
Jesus
right,
came
right.
back.
Cheez-Its?
God grew out of the
Cheez-Its came back. They made the biggest comeback.
God burrowed like a frog and fucking grew like a tree.
What's so good about this Friday? Like, am I right?
All right, specials. We got Jersey Mike's.
Sponsor? Fucking sponsor? Jersey Mike's what?
That's it.
Oh, it's
Jersey Mike. Mike's. Here's your Ogie.
I thought there was more. He was scrolling like there was more, dude. Is that it? There's no way that's it. It's just Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, you know how we just thought of like that like 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's Jumpin' Jambalaya and Jersey Express.
That works.
That works, right? Yeah. It's Jambalaya from Jersey Mike's.
They do that?
They do now for this special.
Hey, Jersey Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, yo, Mike. Mr. Mike Jersey.
Can we get a Jambalaya sponsorship?
Okay.
Thanks, Mike. Folks. All right, number two, we got moist vegetarian pasta with nasty fish liver.
Woo. Don't know where that one's going.
And then last but not least, we got filet mignon with mashed marshmallow three ways plus four minus two. What's that equal?
Is the equation three ways plus minus four plus two?
No, no.
One. Tape to the book.
Good job, man.
Yep. Good job.
All right, let me get your first meal.
Oh, shit! That was actually an accident.
That wasn't very... Dude, Mike Jersey.
You can get freeze-dried...
What am I looking at? What is? Oh, I've seen that video, dude. This guy who, like, fucks the bread. You see that video?
You can get freeze-dried Skittles at Five Below.
Are what? They any good?
I don't know. We bought them.
We can make freeze-dried Skittles at my job with the liquid nitrogen. I might try that now. It's a good idea. I didn't even think about that at all right now.
Dude, they had fucking sour Skittles, gummy bears, gummy worms.
Did you get it all?
I got...
Yo, Five Below is the candy hub. They have everything. It really is, they have fucking everything there.
I like have to go there to get bottle caps. They don't sell bottle caps anywhere.
I haven't had a bottle cap in fucking forever.
It's like one of my favorite candies.
Really?
Dude. I love them.
Yeah, that says a lot about you, buddy.
Yeah, that's weird. I guess they don't have those at movie theaters, huh?
No.
No.
You know what else they don't have? Raisinets.
No, really? No, they have craisins, don't they?
No, they have...
I thought they used to have...
They got raisinets.
So they do have raisinets?
It depends where you go.
He just said that they don't have raisinets.
What were the little fucking chocolate Maltesers?
Those are ass.
Remember
when
we
brought them? Yes.
And nobody bought them, and we had to throw away so many.
They were so bad.
Are those like the Whoppers?
Yeah,
like,
but bigger.
Are they kind of like Whoppers?
They're bigger.
They're like bigger, and they're like ass.
They're airy in the middle instead of like a consistency. Yeah, it's weird.
Do you like Whoppers?
No.
It was like a new thing when we got at the theater. Like when we worked there, everything was... there already, and that was like the one new thing we got, and nobody fucking bought
them. I'm sure
that
shit sucks,
and we had to throw them all away.
Another one was Red Vines. Nobody ate those either.
Where they get
shit Twizzlers?
Did you guys have Twizzlers still?
Yeah, I don't know whose idea it was. I think it's an older person thing. But
I think Red Vines are more like a West Coast thing.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
I don't think all the years I worked here, I never tried Red Vines.
Good.
Did you?
No,
I've never had a Red Vine either. I don't think they're big around here. I think there's like a certain area, like for them where they're bigger.
Probably. All right, so Jersey Mike's. What's the best jersey in the MLB?
The best jersey, Bob. Do you want to start, dude?
I've really thought deep and hard and long about this.
All but the past 10, not even 10 minutes.
And I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be blunt. I'm gonna keep it straight with you.
Yeah, that's the same thing as the other thing you said.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm not gonna lie. I don't really
just
care.
Be honest.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna keep it real.
We're crawling through this. We're crawling.
No, I don't really pay attention to uniforms in baseball as much. I don't know why.
I know what you mean.
And I'll be real with you.
Please.
This is a heavy bias, but my favorite is the retro powder blue Phillies.
That is a great jersey. It's goated.
Like, I feel like in a lot of other sports, I'll recognize and be like, oh, that's a cool jersey. Like, a lot of the alternates in the NBA, like Miami Heat does a lot of really good ones.
See, I was going to say the Miami Marlins, I think, have a really cool...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I told you. I knew it. I knew it was going to last long.
Like, I can't even think of other ones that stood out to me, but I, like, any other sport, I'm like, oh, the fucking alternate Seahawks or the Houston Oilers, shit like that. But for baseball, I can't even picture it. And again, bias as it's the Phillies, and bias as in baby blue's my favorite color. Shamalama, it's ding dong.
It's right there.
Powder blue.
The Phillies. Connection's right there.
So yeah, honestly, I feel like I like the maroon jersey a little
bit. I'm with Sean on that one. I like the maroon one way more, and I'm mad that you can't buy it anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but I think I love the baby blue one more. And I think that may be why I kind of like the new City Connect jersey that we're getting.
What that dark, like that darker blue
one?
Yeah,
with the gradient, it goes to the darker.
I'm not thrilled because of how the jerseys are coming out for the league in general. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. How all the jerseys have looked in the past, like couple weeks. I'm not thrilled for that. I feel like they might make them worse than they could be.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know. I kind of like the maroon ones better, but Mark, what do you got?
I also like the maroon ones way more. They're probably in my top five jerseys. I have a couple here that I really enjoy. I really like the Washington Capitals, the Washington Nationals City Connect with the gray with the cherry blossoms.
You got it up?
Oh, I know exactly
what you're talking about. The cherry blossoms are
sick. They're so nice.
I like, I was going to pick the baby blues, but then I was scrolling around. A lot of teams have like baby blue jerseys. Like the Blue Jays have one.
Cardinals.
The Cardinals have really good ones. The Brewers have a really good one that say Brew Crew on them that I think are fucking sick. Those are really cool. I was scrolling around. The Reds, it's hard to pick a favorite.
The blackout,
the black
Reds
are so go fucking hard. And then I think my top three is probably the Phillies maroon, the Washington cherry blossom, and I really like the I fucking lost it. I like San Diego's jerseys.
I do like San Diego's, all the jerseys
that they have. Yeah. I really like their jerseys. Would probably be like my top three. Side note, have you guys seen the Washington Capitals recent jerseys with the cherry blossoms? They're fucking sick. They're way better than the Nationals ones. They're so much better. I'll pull them up right now.
But yeah, I like the Oakland Athletics. Their color scheme I like. The jersey itself is like whatever.
I like how they do white pants, white cleats.
Jersey is sick,
isn't it? Show Sean.
Let me see that.
It's blue. It's light blue with the cherry blossoms.
What are the numbers?
They're like one, flowers? Two, three. They go up to nine generally, and then they repeat.
Oh.
Yeah, and they're usually on the back of the jersey to signify players.
They're that, and then they have them in light blue too. I think.
That's hot.
They're fucking sick, bro. Yeah, they're so sick. But, yeah, that's probably my list of my favorite. I think they did really good with the a lot of the cities did really good with their City Connect jersey this year.
Except the Phillies.
The Phillies I don't care for.
Bob likes them though.
I don't know if I like it enough to buy it, but it's like I said, another bias of just like.
What color pants do you think we'll do with them? If we do blue pants, that'll go hard.
Mango
pants.
Mm-hmm.
Salmon.
If we do blue pants, like blue that matches the bottom of the blue, yeah. I think that would go fucking hard. But I think they're just going to do like white pants probably.
I wonder
that
what
would look like shit.
What, the white pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's blue pants that match the jersey, it'll go, I'll fucking love them.
So do you think they put the budget for the jerseys into that and took it out of their fucking regular jerseys where they look like shit and they all look like kids' jerseys?
I think
now
they're all going to look like shit no matter what.
Was that the whole league that did that, or was that just...
It's the whole league. It's the whole league.
No, the curve on the back of the nameplate.
I think that's the whole league.
Are you kidding me?
It's bad.
It's so bad.
Because it's... I think Fanatics is making the jerseys for the players now, too, and I think that's the problem.
Mm.
I think... I forget what the deal is. I thought Fanatics was just making the jerseys for us, for, like, the fans, but I think now they're doing the players, like, jerseys, too.
Gotcha.
And it's turning out awful.
Yeah, it's ass. Another one I really like are the Pirates. I like the Pirates jerseys.
They're standard colors and shit like that.
Them and the Padres.
They're similar, but don't the Pirates have, like, the black jersey with the yellow writing?
Yes.
Yeah, that one's sick. That's like the one everybody buys, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you have something like that?
I have the throwback. No, I have the Willie Stargell one.
Oh, yeah, it's the
Cooperstown collection. The Willie Stargell. It's like a mesh one. It's fucking sick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I haven't worn it in a while. It is sick though.
I do like me some baseball uniforms. But yeah, I kind of think the Cardinals. Baby blue is better than the Phillies, a little
bit. I can't
even picture it. I think it looks, No. I think it looks really good. You're I just wrong. Like the Phillies light blue just more.
Yeah.
Just because it's a hometown thing.
Yeah. But you can't go wrong with pinstripes, man. I love me some pinstripes, too.
Yeah, the classic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like the...
Damn.
I like the... yeah, I really like that.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying?
Yummy, like water.
You like what? Which one?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Pinstripe.
Exactly. No, this guy, the brown one. The Padres brown one.
Oh, no,
the,
dude, I like the one to the left.
You see
that? I see what you're looking at. The one to the left, the
Bro,
like
I'm
the light brown one.
You see that?
The light brown one. The light brown one.
I'm trying to see MLB NP, dude.
Wait, this one? The pinstripe one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like those.
I don't like the double pinstripe pants and jersey. It looks like he's wearing
the
a
The Phillies
onesie.
Wear that.
They do?
Yeah. The pants
Their
are pinstripe.
Their pants are pinstripe?
No, I'm pretty sure they are.
I thought they were...
Just white? I think all pinstripes have pinstripe pants. I think all the teams that wear pinstripe jerseys wear pinstripe pants.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm
fairly certain.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't know why.
Because I know
looks...
the Yankees have pinstripe pants, too.
It just doesn't look right with the tan, though. It's got to be white. It's got to be white.
I'm trying to see professional athletes play their sports no pants.
I say give them short shorts. Let's see what they're working with, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see the goods.
Shout out OG basketball. It's the closest we got.
They bring it back, dude. Technically, they could, right, if they just started wearing smaller shorts?
Yeah, you should write our letter.
I might, actually.
We know Adam Silver. You want to call him?
I'm going to get him on the horn, actually.
Yeah, call him. He might know a thing.
I got to do this. I got to call this guy.
He's famous. I don't
know. Wait, who's our Adam Silver again?
What do you mean, who's Adam Silver?
No, who's our Adam Silver?
What do you mean, our Adam Silver?
I don't know. Could he have been here tonight? Probably.
No, he's at the Phillies game.
Oh, he's literally at the
Yo, what's up, Adam?
Yo, Adam.
It's Adam Silver.
Adam Silver, yeah.
Sorry, Adam Silver.
Thoughs and considerations for me.
Coach.
For, yeah. The thoughts and considerations for maybe next year, maybe a subdivision in the league or maybe just the league in general. Limiting the pant length or eliminating it completely?
I think those shorts need to be as short as possible. We need to take that shit back to like 1980s, like when them shits were like 3-inch inseams.
That's what I've been
Folks.
Saying. But what
that's
do you,
what we need. That's the ballers.
What are you thinking on, like, you know, how they have like Jackie Robinson Day and like where they all wear the same stuff or the same numbers? You would just have a day no pants.
Nope. Oh, dude, that profits through the roof.
Can you ask him about crop tops?
Money maker right there.
And maybe crop tops as well.
Oh, like
pants. Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, like midriff. Like I want a lot of like midriff and thigh.
Listen, I'm just thinking a lot about mobility here.
What about thong day?
Adam, I'm gonna have to let you go.
All right, thong day.
Have a good one, Adam.
It's that easy, folks. It's that easy.
It's really that easy.
I want to know why he ever changed it.
So bald. So bald.
Yeah, he's crazy bald.
God, I didn't think it was going to be that easy. No.
He's an easy guy.
Well, keep.
Oh, bro.
Seattle Mariners. I like their colors.
Oh, that turquoise?
Yeah, that's hot.
Listen, at the end of the day.
White pants? I don't like the white pants.
A lot of people are intimidated by Adam. You really just have to ask.
You just have to call him up.
You just have to ask.
Call him up. He's
people
usually in a good
ask
mood.
About these things.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's the holiday tomorrow. It's a Saturday.
He's usually having a good day. You can usually.
All right. Eat it, beat it, drink it.
Oh, shit.
Ooh,
dude.
Yeah. Yard. Why are you taking your phone out?
Strip basketball, every point scored, take a piece of clothing off.
I mean, dude.
Everyone
gets naked.
You would run out of, one per person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So you have, like, and the coaches involved, and the mascots involved, and
The fans are involved.
I don't know about that one.
And my grandpa's involved.
Play at home.
He really likes basketball.
No, he should play the opposite. Put on clothes. He comes naked, and then... By the end of the game, he's fully clothed.
Naked.
All right.
He has 112 shirts on.
You take a shirt off every time.
All right. We're eating it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm eating it.
What are you doing over there?
Counting. Yo, you ever see the clip of Donald Trump counting his $40, dude?
No.
You didn't see him take out. There's a clip of him. He's just like at a, he's like at something, and he just randomly grabs his pocket. And he has $40, two 20s. And he just starts playing with it in his hands. He's looking down at it. And the clip was really funny for a while. It turns out he's at church, and the guys are about to come around with the baskets to give money. Uh-huh. And he was just getting his money ready for the fucking, for the guys with the baskets. But for a while, it was funny just to watch Donald Trump play with his little $40 like this. Like, I like that clip.
Oh shit, balls. I'm sorry.
It's eat a beat to drink it.
Oh yeah, we're eating it.
Yeah, he forgot.
No, I didn't. I didn't. It. Adam's on my mind.
Mm. Dude, I've been training. I'm gonna eat a Lego person.
Wait, you said you're training to eat a Lego person?
What is
how far are you up to?
Yeah, what does that consist? Yeah. What is the training?
Well,
regimen?
They come in five pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your
legs,
like
arms,
piece, two
torso,
piece, three piece.
Head. And
what
I.
What about the hair?
Well, individually, I ate them all first.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're already past that step?
Listen. Let me fucking talk. I'm going to be honest with you. Listen. Let me talk. Listen. I start individually first.
Yeah, so like one each.
Yeah, each piece. And then I start to put them together. That's at the end, dude. All right. I start to put them together. So I put like a torso and an arm and I eat that.
You can't take the arms.
I'm working up. To
you know the real
figure.
Test of a true kisser is if you can construct a Lego man inside your mouth. That's the true test for a good kisser, dude.
I'll be back.
Kind of like how they tie the knot with the cherry, dude. That's,
that's the next topic.
Oh no, but I was gonna say you start by eating grapes without chewing. You just swallow them whole. And
that's
that preps
cheating.
You. No, you're prepping. It's you're training. This is a real deal shit, buddy.
It's fucking rookie.
This is a real deal shit. You're training. You're
if you're not starting with the
gullet,
stuff you can't chew, you're not even
you
trying.
Have to train
you're
your
not
gullet,
trying if you're not
train
chewing.
Train your gullet, train your beehole with whole grapes, dude. I'm telling you. If you're trying to pass, if you want to be a good passer by the end of this, by passing things,
you start with like
you have to start at the beginning, dude.
You start with caviar, and then you go to like corn, and then you go to grape.
Bro, this guy's not a real passer.
And then you
dude.
Get you eventually get to grapefruit.
Oh, okay.
Competitive passing
it comes out the other end like a cannonball.
Wait, competitive passing is the greatest sport ever. The greatest idea for a sport ever. Like,
how
what's
fast
the biggest,
can you eat that and shit it back out
what's,
whole?
What's the biggest thing? The fastest you can time it. The biggest fastest thing that you can eat and pass and shit out, dude. That's write it down, dude. That dude, that's probably in the Guinness Book of World Records. I like that.
Anyway. Lego head's been the easiest so far. So,
yeah.
What are we eating?
Hair.
Oh, what are we eating, dude?
I haven't gotten there yet, dude, because they're all different shapes and sizes. That'll be the last bit.
Don't eat the Darth Vader. He's like really expensive.
Also, bad shape.
He's not ideal.
And he has a cape.
Oh, that's like
that's the roughest part.
Don't even do the saber. If you were a real passer, you would eat. You would do the passer or the fucking saver. Damn it, dude! I fucked that one up.
You think Yoda'd be easy because he's short, but those ears stick out far, dude.
All right, back on track. Sorry,
we're eating it.
What's up?
What's the best way to cook a chip?
To cook a chip? I've never cooked a chip.
No, I don't. That's not what I'm. That's not what
how
I mean.
How many different ways? Is there like four, three?
I don't know.
Baked.
It's the only way.
That's not the easiest
bake,
way.
Brother.
No, I'm not saying cook. What is your preferred way to eat it? Like, what?
Dude, who brought the milk duds down here? That's not what you ask. That's not what you asked.
But that's what I meant.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's not what you asked.
All right.
You
well,
said, what's the best way to cook it?
Yeah. I
feel like he has an answer in his mind. What's your answer first?
This guy's going to say kettle.
I know. That's what I know. A kettle cooked. Is that what you're going to say?
Have you even seen a kettle? Spit it out.
Have you ever
spit
even seen a kettle? Have you ever, like...
Dude,
really?
They're big.
Yeah. They're not made for chips, dude. I'm telling you.
Popcorn.
What are you talking about?
Kettle corn.
Mm-hmm.
What about it?
It's the best way to fish out of barrel.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one?
A kettle corn?
Have you?
I haven't.
You're watching.
This lady falls in a hole. I don't know. I just fuck.
What's
with
your favorite form of chip?
Like, OG, dude. Just regular. I don't know.
Fried.
Fuck
fried. Me. Yeah. Fried. I guess it's like deep fried.
It's
right?
Deep fried. Yeah.
I've never really thought about it.
I've definitely spoke a lot on potato chips on this podcast before. I love the baked potato chip, the baked barbecue potato chip from Lay's, hers. Oh, like whoever the fuck.
You definitely brought that up.
I've definitely went on a rant about chips before on this podcast. Yeah, I feel strongly about chips. And I like the Sun Chip, which I think is also baked.
That's not a chip.
Excuse me?
I agree with him.
It's not a chip?
We're talking about potato chips.
Is that not potato? No, it's like corn, right?
It's like a tortilla chip.
No.
It's like a what? Veggie shit.
It's not a vegetable.
It's not veggie vegetable, shit. Then, all right. Then
what
give
are veggie
me...
straws?
What are veggie straws? They're good. Have you ever had them?
I'm not really sure.
They got a little plasticky taste.
They're pretty good, though. I fuck them. Dude, they used to have spicy ones. Spicy ones go hard. Spicy veggie straws. They have a cheddar flavor, too. Look that up.
What are veggie straws?
That's not a potato chip.
No, veggie straws are pretty good. They have veggie chips, too. Oh, look that up.
That's not a chip, though.
It's literally, it's shaped like a chip.
No, but it's got to be a potato.
I already told you my chip, dude. It's a baked barbecue. Baked barbecue. It's the best
and yours
one.
Is just OG. Mm-hmm. What about flavor? Nothing?
Flavor?
Yeah, like what's your favorite chip? So you like it deep fried?
I thought we were talking about the bake.
I don't know.
The bake?
Oh. You really phoned this one in, dude.
It's a two-part question.
Okay, flavor? Ooh. I'm going to be honest, mainly stick with the OG.
Yikes.
The occasional barbecue.
You need a flavor, dude. My dad would eat so many of just plain potato chips, dude. I drove
OG
me nuts.
OG Pringles hit crazy.
OG Pringles are different. That is different.
That's
Pringles are different. Stop.
A Pringle's not a chip?
I don't think it's made of a potato, bro. I'm going to be honest.
It is fucking potato, you shit. Oh, my God. I'm going to say words I'm not allowed.
Pringles are chips, question mark?
It's not. You gotta look
holy
up.
Fuck, he's right.
No really?
Oh
what
my
the
God.
Fuck are they?
It says, turns out Pringles aren't officially chips. Here's the complicated international saga. Seem to fit the description of potato chips. They're crisps.
Oh, dude, they're chips. You fuck.
Are
they're
made
potato.
Of potatoes? Are
yes,
they
they're
of,
definitely
yes.
potato.
I don't know. There's,
are chips
they don't
potatoes?
Taste, they, don't taste, they do not taste like potatoes.
Bro, they are.
Pringles are actually made from dehydrated processed potato.
Oh, it's dehydrated potato. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I can't believe he almost had us on that one. He almost had us on that one.
Never let anybody dehydrate my potato. You think that's funny?
I like mine hot. Very hydrated.
The FDA decided in 1975 that Pringles could only be called chips if they provided a note on the can saying they're not made with real potatoes.
Oh shit. What the hell? The story thickens. The plot thickens.
This is crazy. Is this a crime podcast?
is this a true crime? Crazy. We getting into true crime right now?
Okay. Let me change my answer.
The honey barbecue
Dude, hers barbecue chips.
Okay. All right, you like the little ripples?
No, get that ripple out of here.
The what? Only thing the ripples are good for is chips and dip because they have a higher structural stability.
They're thicker. I do get that.
You should know something about that, Mr. Bridge.
Let's not talk about bridges right now.
For real, dude.
Baltimore.
I prefer a ripple. You know,
I
like to
for
like
dips.
Yeah,
only for dips. No. A ruffle
it doesn't
or a ripple?
Change the taste.
There's something about it, though. It's the density, I think, that I like more.
They are more dense. We did say that.
I like the density more.
Whatever, dude.
It doesn't matter.
Baked chips
but
are the best.
It's kind of a split for me. You know what I'm saying?
Are Doritos
why
chips?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, are Doritos chips?
Aren't they like corn?
Yeah, but we're talking straight potatoes. Strictly potatoes right now.
Google gay potatoes. Chips? What? You said straight potatoes.
Oh.
Tortilla chips.
Oh, okay.
It says tortilla
it's
chips.
Is that like flour? Like flour and corn?
Probably.
All right, so.
Disney made Doritos?
Did
they really?
I'm going to kill myself.
What are we doing?
Wait, they made them or they bought them? They may have
bought
them.
The concept for Doritos originated at Disneyland.
I thought they were like a
Coke
product.
At a restaurant managed by
no
Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay product.
It's a tortilla chip. Okay. Not a potato chip.
You brought it up. I didn't.
We're just making sure we're all on the same page, man. We're trying to keep you in line now. That's just all we're trying to do. All
right. So it's a split for me.
Okay.
I like kettle.
He's never
like
seen a kettle.
10 or like
he's never seen. He's
nah,
never
it's
seen
like
a 50, kettle. 50.
Like a 5'7".
No, like a 50-50.
He can't even picture a kettle.
This
guy
can't
ahead.
Even fucking bowl.
I like baked.
Okay. It sounds like he has a third option.
Sounds like
no,
he's
it's
just
two.
Telling us what he likes.
So,
it's not his favorite.
I forget what brand it is, but there's a baked aged cheddar. Have you ever had that?
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like Nature's Promise.
Dude, it's so
I know.
Good.
I
so
know
good.
What you're talking about.
Oh,
I had
my God.
Him.
But I think my favorite might be kettle chip, horseradish, and cheddar.
Shut the fuck up.
Who
this
is this guy?
He's such a fucking
who
freak,
the fuck
bro.
Is
he's
this guy.
Sam likes it too.
They're both of them are freaks, bro.
Have you
what
ever had
hell?
It?
No, and I don't plan on trying.
They're upstairs.
It, dude.
You're
good,
gonna
and they're gonna stay there.
No, you're gonna eat.
They're
one.
Gonna stay there.
Should I go get one?
No.
Are cheese
will
chips?
You try it?
No.
No. Will you try
no,
it?
No, that's a cracker. I'll try it. All right. But
the
he's
fuck
go.
Did you call me?
He's grabbing gross chips,
dude. This guy doesn't. I'm about to look at the next topic, and we just start talking.
I'm gonna fucking jam the chips in his fucking glass over there, dude. He won't even see it coming.
I don't know his passcode.
Damn, dude. It's probably some bullshit, dude.
I bet it has to do with his birthday.
Probably. Or like Sam's birthday.
This case doesn't even fit his phone.
Is it the wrong just fucking hide it. Just put it in your pocket. He's
hey,
got
dude,
some bullshit for me. He's got some bullshit for me to
it try. Says kettle.
Yeah,
yeah,
kettle.
Yeah, I thought it was baked.
Hold on.
I only
no,
eat
no,
baked
no,
chips.
No, 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 I said baked aged cheddar.
You fucked them up there. You hear them up there?
No, it's because I ran.
I know.
Schmipper.
It's because I ran. Ah. Bob, will you try one?
No.
Why?
Does it have sour cream?
No.
What is it? Let me cheddar. Read
it. Smells like poop and ass, dude.
Let me poop and shit. Here. Let me read this.
It's just eat it. It's poop from a butt.
Dude, horse, no.
Try it.
It's not good. It's
that's
not fucking good, dude.
It's a lie.
Mm. Now he's gonna eat on the
and now
pod.
We're just gonna eat
now.
On the pod, dude.
No,
we're just gonna
no,
just
now
crunch on the
us.
Pod, dude.
Now look at us.
I just got him finished my dude.
It wasn't worth, dude. That
I'd
wasn't good.
Eat a cigarette than eat that.
You're in luck.
You're in luck.
You're in luck. We have plenty, dude.
But yeah, those are my two. So shut up, dude. I love salt and vinegar, too. You like salt and vinegar?
No, because you're a freak.
Oh, my God. You disgust
salt
me.
And vinegar is too much, bro. That shit is acid.
No, it's
that
good.
Shit is literally acid.
You like sour Skittles?
Yes, I like sour Skittles. That's also acid.
I know. I love it. All right, let's
I'm
go.
I'm
going to
buy Japanese cigarettes right now.
You won't.
Wait. Oh, wait. Didn't we smoke a Japanese one before?
Where did you get them?
Don't ask me that question.
All right, let's get another round going.
Okay.
All right.
I already actually cracked my other one.
That's fine. You can.
It's probably fucking hard to get. It's like foreign goods.
Bob, you want another round? All right. Let's get it.